Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. Happy to be here with you again, yet again. Hope you're doing well. You look great today. Did anybody tell you that? You look good. You look really, really good. And I hope your podcast is going well. I hope you're making progress towards your first episode. I hope you're finding community around your podcast. And I hope that you're not feeling alone on your journey, because podcasting alone is never a good idea. You should always podcast with a friend. And if you don't have a community of fellow podcasters in your corner, supporting you, building you up, challenging you, holding you accountable, come on, get that podcast out there. If you don't have that, then we have something for you. It's our regular podcaster meetup on meetup.com. Link in the show notes. If you're interested, you can also go over to howtopodcast.ca and find us there as well. We would love to have you come to our regularly scheduled meetups where we get together with podcasters around the world at all different stages, some with just the idea of a podcast, some that are on the path to podcasting greatness, just like you are. And we not only want you to come with your questions, we want you to come with your advice, your solutions, your learnings. What you're a podcaster. You know things. So there are people who would love to meet you, collaborate with you. We listen to each other's shows. We give feedback. We give support. We give likes and shares. And we do all the things because we're podcasting friends. So again, do not podcast alone. Come join our podcast meetup. It's always free. And we would love to have you join us. We're talking today about what do podcasters struggle with the most? What is the one area of podcasting that seems to get the least amount of attention as our podcasts go out into the world? And I'm going to let you know what I'm struggling with my own shows, eight of which I have eight different podcasts, where my struggle is right now as a podcaster as well. I'm still working on this, and I'd love your advice here on the How to Podcast series. So we, as hobby podcasters like myself, self-identifying as a hobby podcaster, that's true because I have a full-time job. I don't make a living at doing this as much as I would love to. That would be a dream. But no, I don't. So I work full-time and then do this on my days off. And whenever I get a chance when I'm not sleeping, I'm podcasting. And my wife just shakes her head and walks away because there goes Dave podcasting again. So as I come to the mic and record my episodes, get them out into the world, I batch record because, again, I have a limited amount of time. So I'll record multiple episodes in one sitting and set them in my calendar to go live. It's great. Works well. Gives me some freedom, some flexibility to take a day off once in a while, as I say cheekily, because I never do. But anyways, for those who do like breaks, it's a nice way to get a break and batch record, set them all up to go live, and then take a whole month off and do nothing. You could do that. I don't, but you could do that. So try it. It's really kind of cool. I struggle as a podcaster with the promotion side of my podcast. Spoiler alert, that is the main focus of our talk today. Our time together is the promotion side of our podcast. So several things come into play here. If you are a solo podcaster, then everything is on you. The recording, the editing, if you do your own editing. If you don't, and you're looking for somebody, I'm looking for clients. If you do everything yourself in-house, you do it all. And you have limited time. What, 5-10 hours a week, maybe, per week to invest in your podcast from beginning to end for a single episode? Yeah, 5-10 hours, roughly. And at the end of that, you think you're done. You post it to your hosting site. It goes out to the world. Everyone does the celebration. Yay. And then you are faced with this big thing called promotion. Authors do this. Movies, like all the movies that are released do this. There's a promotional side to a release of content where you just got to let people know it's out there. Now, this can come in many different forms. You can pay someone to promote your stuff, which again, as hobby podcasters, we don't have a lot of money kicking around. We're doing a lot of this on our own dime. So then to go hire somebody and pay them every month to go promote our podcast, who's got time and money for that? I don't. So I can't do that. Then there's the time factor, right? I said I have 5 to 10 hours a week to record, edit, post, do all my stuff for my podcast. And then on top of that, you want me to promote. I hear podcasters say you have to promote your podcast episode releases within 72 hours, 3 different assets, and leverage the availability of your new episode within a 72-hour window. Now, this podcast alone, the How to Podcast series, has 3 episodes a week. So that being said, with 3 episodes a week, within a 72-hour window for each episode, I'm just promoting one show and releasing 3 times a week at my current release schedule. And I have one word for you if you tell me that this is what I need to do. Impossible! It's impossible. I can't do 3 different 72-hour windows based on 3 releases a week and still be sane at the end of all this. There's no way. I can't do that. So that's only 1 of my 8 podcasts. So there's no way that I can follow that. And if I even try, I'm going to give up before I even get halfway through attempting. So I can tell you right now, it's not going to happen. There's another side of this is I have interview-based podcasts. I go through and I create the artwork. I send a thank you email off to my guests. I include artwork. I make it splashy. I give them a Facebook-oriented image for like Facebook. I give them one as a square image for Instagram. And then I give them a vertical image for TikTok or YouTube Shorts. And I try to jazz it up and make it fancy and all that great stuff, right? And I get crickets from my guests. Not all, but most. I don't even hear from them. And then I go to their social media. They're not even using them. So again, when I look at my calendar and I look at my daily and weekly schedule to cram in 30, 40 minutes of artwork creation for guests who never use it, I don't have time for that. And it doesn't bring me back an ROI, a return on investment. So for the handful of people who do use the artwork that I provide, then great, it works. But for the majority, it doesn't. So I've actually done a test. My newest podcast, the Podcast Editing and Support Show, now proudly hosted on Captivate.fm. It's a great hosting site that I'm playing with, and I'm new to that site, and I'm enjoying it. It's really, really fun over there, Captivate.fm. The Podcast Editing and Support Show, I have a website, podcasteditingandsupport.com. Really good keywords there, right? Yeah. And how did I get that domain name? I searched for it and it was there. So, ta-da. Great. So that podcast, I am not promoting anywhere. Really. I don't have an Instagram page for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Should I? I don't know. I have no Facebook. Zero Facebook. Sorry, everybody. I have no Facebook group. I have no TikTok. I have no X, Twitter. I've got nothing. Nothing for that. I just release episodes because I am a podcaster. I'm not an Instagram influencer with a podcast. I'm a podcaster. So I'm just doing this experiment to see what is happening and not promoting that show on any social platforms. And I can already hear you right now. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you indeed not have a social platform? There are gurus in podcasting right now that are pounding their fist on the table when they hear me say this. It's an experiment. And I want to tell you something. I'm not making $1 million with my podcast. I don't have 100,000 listens in the first 5 seconds of my podcast going live, but I am reaching an audience. Just with a website that I own, not rented land on social media, like Facebook and Instagram, they go down. Remember? Yeah, they do. You don't own that. You don't own your audience over there. So I'm completely not doing any social media for the podcast editing and support show. Nothing. And I get this weird look every time I say that to a podcaster that, what do you mean you're not going to have a social media presence? What do you mean you're not going to promote your episodes? I don't. And I'm doing it on purpose because I want to test the waters to see if all of this hamster wheel social media posting and upkeep, if it really does bring value or not. So that's my test. So if you want to check it out, again, you're listening to this on a podcast. We're not on Facebook right now. I'm not dancing on TikTok in front of you. No. This is a podcast, so I'm talking to podcast listeners. So you're my target audience. So if you're a podcast host looking to hire a podcast editor and you have sweet clue on how to do that, you don't know what a podcast editor's job description looks like, you don't know how much does it cost to hire an editor, you have no idea. And there's no other podcasts that are talking about it this way, come to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. See what I'm doing? I'm advertising my podcast. It's costing me nothing. I'm not paying somebody to do this. It's me. It's Dave. And I have no social media. So I know there's no hearts, likes, shares. There's no Instagram lives. There's no Facebook streaming. Nothing. Just a podcast, you know, like it was meant to be. Easy. PodcastEditingAndSupport.com is the website. And you can find my show and listen to episodes to help you as a podcast host to find an editor. And it also serves the podcast editing community on how to have great conversations with podcast hosts, how to deliver a great experience to a podcast host, how to take your editing skills and turn it into a career or a side hustle, make a little extra cash. That's the idea behind the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, so when I look at what I'm going to talk about today, about what podcasters struggle with the most, I'm purposely doing something anti-podcaster related by not even addressing the promotion side of my episodes. I'm doing zero. Dun, dun, dun. And you know what? Inside secret, everyone. So far, it's working. I know. Right? So keep that in mind as we listen and go through this today. But I want to break down some percentages, and I'll have a link to this in the show notes so that you can follow along. It's based on the podcast host.com, and they did a survey for 2024, and they talk about they had a podcaster problems survey that they held, and it showed that the vast majority, over 47% of respondents, got stuck on the podcast promotion side of being a podcaster. And this is the breakdown. So they're asking, when you're making a podcast, where do you get stuck in the process? And I'm asking you that question. I'd love to hear your response. And you'll see there'll be a poll or a question attached to this episode in your player. You can click right on there and respond and join the conversation. But when you're making a podcast, where do you get stuck? So about 18% of respondents to the podcast host survey that they did, about 18% roughly, said they get stuck in the ideas, scripting, and episode planning part of creating a podcast. Okay, that's interesting. The next group of respondents, they responded saying that around 13.4% got stuck in the editing side of podcasting. Is that you? Are you in that 13.4%? 9.2% got stuck in the scheduling side of a podcast. So that could be a solo hosted interview. The scheduling side really kind of is where they got stuck. 8.4% of podcasters responding to the survey about where you get stuck in the podcast process, they get stuck in the recording process of recording their episode, what I'm doing right now. 8.4, that's where they get hung up. They're like, I can't do it. This is too hard. 3.4% get stuck in the uploading and publishing side of their podcast. To me, as an outsider, as a podcaster looking at that, I go, that seems to be one of the easier parts. So if you're stuck in the uploading and publishing side of your podcast, we need to talk. Let's make this super easy for you. Okay. Reach out to me, howtopodcast.ca. The calendar link's right there. Let's get on there. Let's change that number. Like, I'd like that at 0%. It's really not that bad. If you have some help and you have questions, I'm here. Let's talk about it. Okay. The biggest chunk of the pie for what do podcasters struggle with the most is 47.7% of podcasters that responded to this survey, Podcasters Problems Survey, was around the promotion side of their podcast. So almost half of the respondents got stuck here. This is where they either give up, they wallow in podcast promotion, they chase courses and gurus and other podcasts about podcasting that highlight the promotional side of your podcast. Now, I'm kind of torn because, yes, people need to know about your show. True. That's a fact. The more people who know about your show, the better the potential of new listeners. Great. Yeah. But is it 50%? Like, that's a high number. Can we make that a little smaller? Can we reduce that stress of promotion of your podcast? I would love to hear from you what you're doing, because for me, again, going back to creating artwork for guests that they don't use, getting on social media, doing a live and getting like a handful of people responding, I don't see the ROI. Again, return on investment. For me as a hobbyist podcaster who doesn't have a team of 20, I have no virtual assistants. All of these people who are promoting and preaching, promote. I would love for you to look behind the curtain, because I think, my guess, is that they have a team, whether it is in-house or virtual assistants or something, that helps them do what they do. If they are truly a hobbyist podcaster, by definition, they're not being paid a 40-hour-a-week salary to be a podcaster. That's where I fall. I'm not paid to do this. I'm paying for it myself. When we look at the people that promote the idea of promoting your podcast, a lot of them have a team. So that's an unfair advantage right from the beginning to get on here and make us feel terrible for not promoting our podcast, when in fact you have a team and you personally aren't promoting your podcast, your team is. So just keep that in mind. So kind of vet your gurus and make sure they align with where you're at for your podcast, and don't get overwhelmed or spend a ton of money hiring a bunch of people to do this for you when you don't have the finances to do so. I don't want you eating, not being able to buy groceries or not being able to pay your mortgage or rent or your car payment because you have a team promoting a podcast episode. That's a bad situation. Don't go into debt doing this, please. Don't use your credit card. Like, promoting your podcast can be as simple as getting on other shows, being a guest. Come on my show. Come and talk about your podcast. There's a whole big audience here ready to hear from you, support you, love you, promote your podcast. Create a commercial for your podcast and give it to a podcaster like Dave, the guy talking to you right now, who will then put your commercial into his show so other people can hear about your podcast. As I said about the podcast editing and support show, I advertise that by podcasting. Novel, right? A novel idea that I would talk to a listener about podcasting on a podcast. I'm not in Instagram right now. I'm here with you. As we promote our podcast on other podcasts, we can grow our audience. As we make connections with other podcasters, we become known. And when a topic comes up or a question comes up, because you're part of a community, the community would be like, wait a minute, you have a question about vegetarian menus? You should talk to Gary. He's got a great podcast about that. And I know Gary because he's in my community. Oh, you have a question about outrage around politics and trying to demystify all of that? Oh, you should talk to Dave. He's got a great podcast around that. There's, as we build community with each other, we then can then recommend each other to others. And that's the best way to grow your podcast. If I tell you, if you and I are best friends, and I tell you, you should watch this show on Netflix or Amazon Prime, it's because I know you and I know what you like. And because I know what you like, my recommendations have greater weight than a random review, because I know you and I wouldn't send you in the wrong direction. So word of mouth is the best way to grow your audience. Either you speaking on a podcast or people speaking about you when you're not even there. Grow your audience through word of mouth marketing. Again, word of mouth marketing doesn't cost you any money. It's going to cost you some time on top of your regular podcast release to be a guest on someone's show, but they're going to do the bulk of the work behind the scenes, and you just have to show up and have a great conversation. Give value to the listener. You're done. So when we talk about promotion being this almost 50% of the spots where podcasters struggle the most, what can we do to alleviate that? Again, if you have a team of 20, promotion is part of somebody's job description. That's their role. They get paid to do that. So enjoy that great resource you have on your team of 20. I don't have anybody here except my cat, and she doesn't do any promotion for my podcast. She's licking her tail right now. So she's busy. So I have to do it all myself. Let's reduce the amount of people struggling with promoting their podcast. I want you to take a deep breath right now. In and out. You got this. You don't have to struggle with promotion. Do one thing this week around your show. Tell somebody. Grab somebody's phone in the lunchroom and say, do you know what a podcast is? No. Do you love podcasts about politics? Do you love podcasts about children's books? What do you love? And then pull up their app on their phone and show them how easy it is to listen to a podcast. Demystify it for the people at your job. Just grab their phone and show them. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you like. I like knitting. Awesome. Type knitting into your podcast app of choice. Pull up a few shows and show them how easy it is to fall in love with podcasting. We're bringing new people into the medium, new listeners, and the more new listeners we bring into podcasting, the better. Okay? So you can do that. That's an easy way. You don't even have to promote your own show in that moment. You're promoting podcasting. And if we all grab someone's phone today and introduce them to podcasts and how fun it is and how amazing it is to listen to podcasts, if all of us did that and committed to do that by the end of today, our industry would grow. Our listenership for everybody would grow. And more people would find out that you don't have to listen to a podcast with a team of 20 and a huge massive budget and overproduced and it sounds like radio, because it's basically radio. There's also you and I, individual content creators working from home with limited resources and no budget, team of one, a team of two, that do all of this on our own. So if you and I can bring a new listener to the medium who has never listened to a podcast before, they have a sweet clue what a podcast is, no idea. If you could do that, all of us win. All of us, everyone wins, not just you. And then go on shows and talk about your podcast. Get on those Facebook groups or whatever and become a guest for people, bring value, volunteer your time, and get out there and talk about podcasting. Talk about your show. Create a commercial for your show. Send it to me. I'll put it in here. I'll share it with everybody so everybody can hear about your podcast. The more you advertise within podcasting, the better. That's the best play for promotion, is to promote within podcasting. Hands down, promoting your podcast on Facebook to an audience that doesn't know what a podcast is like plastering your podcast on the bus seat, the bench by the bus route, and people drive by every day and don't even look at it. That's not promotion. That's just noise. Promote your podcast on other podcasts. And let's reduce this 47.7% of podcasts who struggle under promotion. Don't sign up for things that are too extensive, overwhelming, and hard for you to do. Sign up for the things you can do in small increments over time. You're going to grow your show. You're going to grow your audience one listener at a time. That is the best growth strategy. And none of those emails that come into your inbox from, hi, love your show, would love to promote you, only $300, only $500, $5,000, I'll get you 10 listeners. Come on. We have a folder for that. It's called spam. Let's build our audience one at a time. Build community. Build for the long term, not the short term gain. And let's address this 47.7% of podcasters who struggle with promotion. You don't need to struggle anymore. You have my permission. You have the permission of other podcasters. Do small things and do them over and over again, and you'll see you're going to get better. Howtopodcast.ca. Let's get you over there, and let's work together on growing your show, growing it with a sustainable model that's easy for you to do on a limited time frame with limited resources, limited money. Let's help you build a great audience. Okay? You, me, together, we'll work on it, and we'll see something grow. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group, and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.